This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Garrett Wilson has agreed to a contract extension with the New York Jets. If you're just getting in the car, obviously stay safe with all the thunderstorms out there. But here's what we got on Garrett Wilson. He is now, average annual value-wise, in that $31 million range, the fifth highest paid wide receiver
right.
in the NFL.
32 and a half, to be precise.
32 and a half.
4 years, $130 million deal.
Okay, so this is the deal. Connor Hughes has been all over this, our friend from SNY. A couple things he's leaking out here on Twitter. I guess just discussing on Twitter is a better way to say it. This is a contract extension that will officially kick in 2027. Okay, so one big benefit to this, he says, is that he's under contract through 2030, and he will be 30 years old, Garrett Wilson is, when this contract's over, still very much in his prime, enough for another payday, which might make sense why he's okay taking the fifth highest paid average annual value.
It's kind of interesting when you position it that way, this thing kicks in 2027, because the reason that both of these, or at least all three of these guys, on their 2022 first-round picks, had to get deals done is because they all had their fifth-year options picked up.
Right.
And so that fifth year is not this year. It's next year. So next year, in 2026, those guys would have been making $50 million collectively against the cap. So it was urgent that they get one of these deals done. And I'm obviously talking about Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, and Jermaine Johnson. All three of those guys, their first-round picks from 2022, got their fifth-year options picked up. And so somebody was going to get a deal done. It would have been untenable to have $50 million and three players on your salary cap.
Sure.
So that's part of the reason, I guess, Garrett was the most urgent. He is a bona fide number one wide receiver in the NFL. He's proven it year over year, despite the quarterback issues that they've had. And so getting it done is pretty amazing. The fact that it goes back, it doesn't kick in until 2027, that's interesting.
Well, that's what I'm curious about. I wonder if Connor, and I'll text him, maybe we get him on the horn, find out. He might be off by a year because I'm assuming this probably would kick in 2026
for it to be a four-year deal
because that would make up for the fifth-year extension.
Right, because he's 25 now. He'll be 26 going into next season.
Yeah.
That would push it in, you know, a four-year deal. That would start. I think it might be 2026, 2027 year. He's talking about.
And to your point, that would lower, obviously, that cap number.
Right.
All right. So the other part of this is now he has jumped A.J. Brown in average annual value. And there are some Jet fans, apparently, I mean, we can get your thoughts on this, Jet fans, 888-808-1019, that look at this and go, well, A.J. Brown's accomplished way more in the NFL. Why is he getting paid more than A.J. Brown? And this is, I think, another great point from Connor here. The freaking out over the $32.5 million per year seems silly. It's more than A.J. Brown, yes, but that was typical Howie Roseman foresight at the time to get that deal done when he did. And this, like Wilson, will eventually look like a bargain. Think of these receivers, and he listed them, Connor did, that will all get paid within the next year or two.
Right.
Puka Nacua, Nico Collins, Terry McLaurin, who's in a big standoff right now in Washington, Michael Pittman, Drake London, Malik Nabers, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, JSN in Seattle, Zay Flowers, Jordan Addison, Rashee Rice, all others. Now, Garrett Wilson's clearly better than many of those guys.
Of course. But the point is,
they're all going to get paid. And they're all going to be looking to top Garrett Wilson.
Right.
So you might look back at some of those guys going, our guy is better than, you know, Zay Flowers, and he gets paid more.
Necessarily, guys get paid more every year in the NFL because the salary cap goes up every year in the NFL. And it was a pretty significant jump. I forget what the total number was this year, but it was a significant jump from this year, from last season's to this upcoming season's salary cap. And this goes on the following season's salary cap. So it's even going to be more swallowable for the New York Jets. But again, this was a no-brainer. They had three really good first-round picks. They had to sign one of them. Now, this leads to the question, like, what happens to Sauce and Jermaine Johnson? I think it's going to be harder for Sauce to get his deal done because of what some of the top cornerbacks have been making and whether or not he's worth that, at least to the Jets right now. He might have to have that, I don't know, prove it season. Not that you want to put a guy who's been an all-pro since his very early days into a prove it type year, but I think that might be in the cards for Sauce Gardner.
Well, we'll find out more on Sauce and see if a deal gets done very shortly. But I would also just add before we get to Cinco here, because that might be involved, Darren Mougi, first-year GM. This is not guys from his draft class.
Mm-hmm.
I would say very good business in that locker room, taking care of budding stars that are due and not even playing around. And play. You know, some GMs come in snarkily and go, these aren't my guys. Right. I'll play hardball.
Yeah, but it's a no-brainer with a wide receiver.
Yep.
It's
Mougi!
It's one thing to, I don't know, question a potential quarterback signing a big-term deal that you didn't draft because the diligence that goes in selecting the right quarterback for what you want. But for a top-end wide receiver, it is no-brainer. If you have one, hold on to him, period.
Without further ado, let's bring you Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. So Garrett Wilson has gotten his bag, as the kids like to say. So who are the next five New York football stars that will be getting paid in short term? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
You saw it listed there with Connor Hughes, Malik Nabers. If Garrett Wilson is getting this deal after just 3 years, we're already entering year two of Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. That's why he's not going to sit 1, 2, 3, or 4. And if you think Malik Nabers gets better off of year one and goes into year two and has a big year, and then dare I say that year three, what do you think his deal is going to look like?
Big,
be ready.
Big. Very big.
Very big. All right, here we go.
Number four.
How about 2023 first-round pick for the Jets, Will McDonald, who finally came into his own? Man, if Aaron Glenn taps into more of that and he exceeds, you're going to talk about a guy now going into his third year taking off. You've now set a precedent. Will McDonald could be due to get paid.
Yeah, there's a handful of positions that get paid. Obviously, the quarterback, the wide receiver, as we know, it's left tackles and it's pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys that get paid a lot of money if you're really good in the NFL.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
This is an interesting one for me. It's Jermaine Johnson, who that was the brutal part of his injury last year when you consider his timeline to getting paid. And coming off of that kind of lower leg injury and maybe a year to recover from, he smells like a guy who's going to have to play on that fifth-year option. I'd pick it up, too, before he gets paid. But he's a really good kid who was on the trajectory to be a big-time pass rusher. And I think he is going to now, of that trio, unfortunately, because of injury, be the most questionable one on when to pay him and how much to pay him.
Right. It sucks for him because injury is such a big part of these things. But hopefully he recovers and he's fine. But, again, they drafted well. I mean, it's the problem with drafting well is that you end up having to make hard decisions on who you keep and who you let go.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
Or trade, or whatever the circumstances may be.
How about the Dallas Cowboys? Every year we have this topic on them. They never go to NFC Championship games and win Super Bowls, but every time you look up, they have more draft picks that need to get paid, and they're all worthy of it.
That's right.
So that's why, you know, these great drafting, putting this talent together, if you get the quarterback right, you got to be making playoffs like the Jets. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Finally, another New York Giant checks in. It's Kayvon Thibodeau. And for everybody that thinks because they drafted Abdul Carter, this means, well, now Kayvon doesn't get paid, I say hold your horses. they have Jackson Dart on a rookie quarterback contract.
Right, so they have the money to do so.
They have the money to invest, and by the time you pay Kayvon, when that contract's up or Jackson Dart looks to get paid in 2 or 3 years, we could be talking about the end of the Brian Burns deal, or, you know what, they make a decision front-loaded or whatever, right, and you move on with Abdul Carter. I think Kayvon Thibodeaux is going to get paid.
And
by the
way, what you're seeing in a lot of cases in the NFL is that guys get these big deals, but the years are not, they're not punitive.
Right.
And unlike the Eagles, the Giants, and I guess in this case with the Jets as well, they're not adding on those void years, which come back and bite you because they accelerate onto the back end of your of the deal on the cap. So they're just shorter deals. It's a big AAV, but it's a shorter deal. So you can get out of it, or it just expires quicker than being laden with 5 years of a guy who you don't really want anymore or who's not on your team any longer.
Yeah, you need to be a little more cash rich like the Eagles are to make that work with the bonus money up front. All right, last but not least.
Number one.
Tiki alluded to him. It's Sauce Gardner. And the big question is, will Sauce Gardner get a deal here within the next couple weeks before camp ends, now that Garrett Wilson got one done? The Jets have prioritized getting a deal done with him, and obviously already talk on the internet. The belief is it would have to surpass the $30 million a year that Derek Stingley got.
Right.
So you start having a question, is Sauce Gardner worth over $30 million a year like you just paid a wide receiver? Now you start talking about a wide receiver one and a QB one occupying over $64 million per year in average annual value on your cap. That is a lot of money when you put it that way. But again, if you're not paying a quarterback big money, that is how that kind of thing balances out. That is Cinco de Five-O today and every day. 5 o'clock.
Kiss my fat ass!
I am a proponent of this. I know that it sounds like a lot of money. That's the price of getting talent.
Of course.
Cornerback ones like Sauce Gardner don't grow on trees. And yes, his stats haven't always been there, but his stats always haven't been there.
He doesn't get interceptions.
Right.
But that's not how we always judge cornerbacks in this league.
Right.
Because he doesn't get interceptions because he very rarely gets thrown to. Right. And so, with that being said, he does need to continue to be a playmaker, a game changing type playmaker. And if he doesn't, then that deal is not going to be what he wants it to be.
So the Jets
I could see him getting frustrated with this.
Okay. Well, see, that's what I was going to bring up. Now, he sees another guy in his draft class get paid like this, he's not getting a deal done. This is where it gets dicey. On one hand, I look at it and go, you just hired a defensive-oriented head coach. Right. Yes, you just had one in itself. Does Aaron Glenn want to see Sauce Gardner and what he's building before paying
him?
I mean,
I would.
So you don't think he gets a deal done before the season starts?
I mean, he might because, I mean, I haven't looked at their cap situation recently, but I don't think that they're in peril. And by the way, it's all fungible anyways, as I always say.
Right.
But I don't think there's as much of an urgency with Sauce Gardner as there was with Garrett Wilson. And so Garrett, you could tell last year, was frustrated.
Right.
I mean, we never heard it, but there was all that speculation that at some point he was, because of all the quarterback issues, that he was going to say, get me out of here. Like, trade me. Like, that was speculation that was going around the league. And then you could hear it, in the circles surrounding the Jets. Not really the Jets, but just the circles around the Jets that maybe he was going to ask out because they couldn't get the quarterback situation right. And so make him happy by making him one of the highest paid wide receivers in football. He'll be motivated, obviously, because he wants to be great.
And Fields is his guy.
And Fields he knows pretty well from college. And so there is incentive now for him to be even better than he's been, despite not really knowing what Justin Fields is at quarterback. I mean, that's from us. He knows what he
knows.
Is, but we don't know what to expect from Justin Fields.
He also knows what he is in the college level, too.
True. A different sport,
which I hope he's accepting. I mean, maybe the Jets are smart about that, knowing, hey, we may not have Fields pass this year. We don't want to piss him off more and get rid of his guy. 888-808-1019. Larry in Vegas. Larry, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, Teek, I got a question for you. You know, all the first round quarterbacks, you know, when they started, you knew pretty much if they had it or not. You know,
early in their careers, you mean?
So. No. Early in first year starting.
Right.
You knew Bo Nix had a little action.
Right.
You knew the Washington
quarterback. Right, go ahead.
Why can't Jackson Dart get the start? And if he shows something, build from that. And if he doesn't, let Russell Wilson come in or the rest of the guys.
Yeah.
Why are you going to have to wait 10 to 14 weeks to get a taste when you could get a game one or game two taste and really know how much development he needs.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's an interesting proposition. And by the way,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Can't rule that out because ultimately, like, if he goes into training camp and has a real chance to compete for the starting job, I don't think he is, but let's just say he does. Right. I think they're giving this job to Russell Wilson because they know that Russell Wilson is a leader and he's won in this league. But if he got a real chance to compete with and try to take the starting job from Russell Wilson, I wouldn't be surprised if he won it. And if
no.
he did, he would learn the hard way. And there's good and bad with that. The bad is if he gets frustrated and his confidence gets shot, he could forever be ruined. The good is he could be like Bo Nix, who he was just alluding to, the last caller was alluding to, who had some struggles, but at least they were his.
Right.
And it was his team, and eventually he evolved into a pretty damn good quarterback a year ago. And
yeah.
So like, there's pros and cons to that. I think the Giants are fortunate that they have the option to do it multiple ways with Jackson Dart.
Exactly. And look, whether it's Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, neither of those guys are signed long term here.
Right.
Where, I mean, look, if Kurt Warner could get sat for Eli Manning, Russell Wilson could get sat for Jackson Dart of all players. If Jackson Dart won the job in camp, I'm sure the Giants would mean that he was absolutely wowed. They're not going to go put him out there in week one unless they think, oh my God,
He'd have to be heads and heels above.
Exactly. So Russell if that Wilson. Happens, great. But if it doesn't happen, I have a hard time thinking we're going to be 3 weeks into the year and then they're going to go to Jackson Dart, because at that point, what did 3 weeks really change?
Yeah, he's not growing any.
Exactly.
In regular season practice.
This becomes a November situation at the earliest,
yes,
for me personally, if he's not winning the job at a camp. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Remember, we all love with the shiny new object. And the shiny new object oftentimes is taking a quarterback in the first round. I pounded and yelled for it. Tiki screamed at me about tanking. We went through this. Thank God we don't have to do that this football
season.
Doesn't work.
And by the way, the Giants prove why you don't need to tank.
Well, this is exactly it.
You don't need to. They can find a way to get your guy.
They targeted their guy, found their guy. They ended up with Abdul Carter at the top of that draft. But the reason that they're able to target and find that guy at Jackson Dart in the 20s and trade up for him is he's got flaws to his game. He wasn't ready to start week one, and that is why he's not starting week one. And we need to remind ourselves of that. If Jackson Dart is expected to start week one, and that was an expectation in NFL circles, he would have been drafted in the top five.
Of course.
He was not for a reason. So take a deep breath. Don't rush the kid. The fruits of our labor or whatever, hopefully, are
of
there.
Of his labor.
Of his labor.
Right.
Well, my labor on the couch as I sit there and crack open beers and eat and curse at the TV and think I'm an offensive coordinator. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.